Hello and welcome to Tax Savers University. If this is your first time, I'm Tyler McBroom. I'm a CPA, and we do daily tax and business tips on how to save you loads of money and also help you grow your business, and a little bit of career advice mixed in as well for those of you considering a career in public accounting. And we don't do any ads or charge for this podcast, but I would ask that if you do find some value in any of the tips that we share here, that you either A, tell a friend, or B, give us a review. It's my thought that not enough people understand or know tax concepts, especially all the stuff we share here, and really trying to spread the knowledge of taxes across the Tax Savers Nation. So the more you could share it with a friend or give us a review helps us spread that message. So thank you. Thank you for following. And if you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. And let's dive into the podcast. So who out there is going into the family business? I want to kind of talk about that a little bit today because I'm in the family business. So as you may or may not know, my father and I are partners at the CPA firm. And he started in his self-employment journey when I was just 3 months old, forming his first CPA firm. And so I don't really remember the first 3 months of my life, so pretty much as long as I can remember, my dad's been doing taxes for business owners. And a lot of those were his friends, and so I grew up when we went on ski trips, and I played water polo, so water polo tournaments, and doing all kinds of just family activities. There were also, his friends were also the business owners that were clients, and so a lot of times, the topics of conversation would come up in regards to taxes and tax savings and strategy. And so I like to say that if you grew up and go into the family business, it's like having an extra decade of work experience, even though you might not have been sitting in that office. And that's true of any business. So like if your dad or mom was in, had a construction business and you grew up probably were around the facilities and saw how they were handling the employees and just got stuff through osmosis of conversations they had when you were around that you didn't even realize you were learning. And so, I'm not saying that by definition go into whatever your parents were, but if your parents are entrepreneurs and you have a knack for whatever line of business they're in, consider going into it, if you decide that's what you want to go into, and you're just young getting started out, have more confidence than you may think, because you probably know more than you think you do than someone just starting out because you grew up in the business. And so I always like to say that like I said, growing up in the family business is kind of like having an extra decade of work experience. And so I just wanted to share that was a thought that is kind of a shower thoughts. And there's not really a whole lot of meat or tax advice I can offer there other than just, if you're going, and it might, just thought of this as we were going through it. So it might be that you're going into the same industry as a parent, but they were always an employee. But you got a lot of knowledge just from hearing them have conversations with their colleagues, and you've got that entrepreneurial bug in you. Well, you probably might be able to go off and start your own thing earlier than they never had the guts to because you've got a wealth of family knowledge growing up in that. And so if you're in the family kind of family industry and have that inkling to go into business for yourself in that same line of work but aren't sure because you're too young, maybe reevaluate how much you actually know. So that's what I got for you today. We'll see you next time. All right, Tax Savers, hope you enjoyed that podcast. If you did, as I mentioned at the beginning, if you could leave a review or share it with a friend, it helps us get that message out there. Thank you for your attention and for following the podcast. And we'll see you next time on Tax Savers University.